Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, happy birthday to the United States Marines on this big 250th birthday. I want to be sure to acknowledge that right off the bat this morning and welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. The man you hear on the air is Mark. And occasionally this morning, Dan Buck, you're going to hear Mark's voice fade at the end of sentences because he can't take very deep breaths. For those of you wondering where the hell I disappeared to last week.
Oh, man. How deep into this story are you going to go?
Well, you got to be honest with the people.
I know you did. People want to know.
I was involved in an accident while hunting last week. Now, as you know, Dick Cheney has departed this earth. He had nothing to do with this. I'll just have to tell you, I did not take any buckshot from Dick Cheney.
No.
But however, I did go duck hunting a week ago Sunday. A week ago yesterday, duck hunting.
Which is good, because the first thing I thought of was a deer hunting incident with a tree stand. That's good. That wasn't involved.
In fact, that's what we were told.
Duck hunting.
All right, duck
hunting. And a lot of people don't understand the difference between duck hunting and deer hunting. Deer hunting you do from up high.
Yep.
Duck hunting you do from down low.
Yeah, which normally would be a lot safer.
Thank you. Normally that would be a lot safer.
I'm not going to make him laugh today, folks. Know, right? He's got six broken ribs.
You just stole my thunder.
Sorry.
So I'm lining up for a shot on a duck, and out of the woods comes this purple-haired PETA member who tackled me into the duck blind and caused me to break six ribs.
Oh, no. A libtard.
A libtard who didn't want me killing ducks.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm kidding. Actually, this is nobody's fault but mine. I was hunting outside of the duck blind because a week ago Sunday, it was very foggy, right? There was a very low cloud cover, and we couldn't see the ducks from the blind. So we sat outside of the blind on stools and kind of hid ourselves in the corn stalks. And at one point in my excitement to shoot a duck, I stepped forward.
Which you have to do to get your prone position, yeah.
Correct. And stepped into empty air because I stepped into the duck blind. And I fell forward and hit my ribs against the far side of the duck blind.
Which is usually steel or wood.
Steel.
Oh. Yeah. Man. Ouch.
And I broke, apparently, three ribs pretty badly, and another three are fractured. So I have limited breath this morning just because it's kind of hard to talk when you have six broken ribs, I've discovered. It's been hell week figuring out how to sleep and move, and all of that stuff. And thanks to Ryan Recker for filling in last week. I mean,
Dan takes off to go win the national baseball championship, and it was up to Ethan and Ryan Recker last week. So
and Scott,
thank you for that, and Scott J. Gow. So
man, dude, I can't even imagine the pain that caused. And if you hear a little less humor and a little less laughter today, it's because I'm going to temper my laughter because I don't want to make Mark laugh, because that's where it hurts. If he gets any kind of a belly laugh or any kind of a, God forbid, cough, we're all staying away from him, too, because we don't want to give him a cough or a cold. That's where the severe pain comes in.
So yeah, I
got what a trooper to be here, to be quite honest
well,
with you.
Well, you know what? You got to make the donuts. That I'm not doing any good sitting at home. I was, frankly, getting bored. But driving, like hitting bumps in the road, is a bit of a challenge. You want to avoid potholes. And sometimes you feel fine, and then you turn the wrong way, and you hear a popping sound, and then it hurts a lot. So,
And they can't set. You're talking full brake. This is not like just a fracture of three. You have three fully broken, but they can't set it. And I thought you'd come in here with like a chest brace or something. And you say they don't do that anymore. They don't wrap you up.
They don't wrap your ribs anymore. They can do in bad breaks. They can do something called a rib plate, where they do surgery and they go in and surgically attach a steel plate to the rib. They try to avoid that whenever possible. And in my case, they decided not to do it because I was tolerating the pain pretty well. So they didn't do that. So I just have to tell you that if you believe in guardian angels, mine was watching out for me that day. I didn't hit my head, which probably might have been fatal.
No.
I didn't break an arm. And believe it or not, despite six broken ribs, there was not a bruise on the left side of my body.
That's insane. Jeez.
I have no idea how I hit hard enough to break six ribs and wasn't black and blue.
No contusion.
Nothing.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Nothing.
That's amazing.
Yeah. The doctors at Barnes Hospital, I was in there for 4 days. The doctors at Barnes Hospital were amazing. They were a little worried that I might have collapsed a lung.
Right, of course.
And that, of course, that was a concern. But either oxygen in that area can be life-threatening, or blood in that area can be life-threatening. So they kept me in there to keep an eye on me for a few days just to make sure. And believe it or not, by the grace of God, I avoided those things.
Man.
So now here I am, and it's just going to be a long, slow road to recovery. I've never broken ribs before. Everybody who's ever been through it tells me it's going to take 6 or 7, 8 weeks before I'm back to feeling somewhat normal.
Yeah, I have only had cracked ribs, and that was painful enough, and it did take a good 4 or 5 weeks before you felt, you know, normal. You're going to be a much longer road than that. I just think you're a trooper for being in here, brother. I can't even imagine the lack of sleep, because I'm sure it's tough to get comfortable.
Yeah.
And yet, you know, your loyalty to this audience and to this show, brother, is speaking volumes.
I appreciate you. Congratulations. We've overshadowed your national championship.
No, man, it's minimal compared to what you've been through.
You on Sunday secured that, or
Saturday? Saturday afternoon, we won two games and beat a team out of Detroit that was a really good ball club. We were up four going to the eighth. They scored six on us in the eighth in the title game. And we're all thinking they had just won the title. They brought their closer in. He's throwing gas. We put 12 on him in the bottom of the eighth and short-gamed him. 10 run rule. It was the biggest, most impressive inning of an offense I've ever seen. We played at JetBlue, which is the minor league stadium for the Boston Red Sox, and they've got a simulated green monster. We hit the green monster three times in the eighth inning. We just hammered balls. We have our number three hitter. He hit two triples over the right fielder's head. It was the most impressive inning offensively of any team I've ever played for.
And just to be clear, these are all people that are at least 50,
if not
60 years old.
53 and over. Our team, I think, was probably the oldest team out of the 72
teams. Who was the oldest
teams.
Guy on the team?
A guy named Brent Wood, who plays every position. He's 64. I'm pretty close to that, so I think I'm number two on that list. And But, you know, there were nine guys of our 19-person roster from St. Louis that were over 60 on a 53-and-over team, and we won the field.
Here, so. I can barely breathe, and this guy's winning national baseball championships. Way to go, Dan.
Hey, I got my championship hat.
Yeah.
See the hat?
Yeah, congratulations.
I just showed everybody the hat who's watching Facebook.
That is outstanding.
It was a great week. It really was.
Well, I'm very glad to be back, and, you know, praise God that he saw fit not to end my life last Sunday.
Oh,
I'm trying not to laugh because it does hurt a little bit. But anyway, we're back. We're glad to be here. It appears we're winning because the government shutdown is almost over and the Democrats did not get what they tried to hold us hostage for. To me, that's a win. The left is in an uproar this morning. I don't know if this gets through the House or not. We're going to talk more about it, of course, all morning long. We'll get to the latest on that for you. I'm going to wait and get to the short list on the other side of this break. We do want to once again mention it is the 250th birthday of the United States Marines. If you're not a Marine, you're allowed to say hoorah.
Hoorah.
I'm not a Marine. I don't think I'm allowed to say it. But let's get to our national anthem from the Marine Corps Band this morning. How about that?
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And what the election showed is that the American people want us to stand up to Trumpism, to his war against working class people, to his authoritarianism. That is what the American people wanted. But tonight, that is not what happened.
He is feeling the burn. Bernie Sanders unhappy with his fellow Democrats going over and voting with the Republicans on the government funding bill, because at the end of the day, after 40 days of screwing the American people and the people on SNAP and all of that, air traffic controllers, members of the military, the Democrats walked away with nothing. Nothing. They completely got trounced yesterday, and I'm sure Bernie and Chucky are hearing it from the progressive left.
A Let's understand that these Republicans have tried to repeal the Affordable Care Act more than 70 different times over the last 15 years. They're not acting in good faith.
We would still repeal it today if we could. And I have to say, one guy is the reason we're in the situation we're in today. His name is John McCain. Always remember that name, because he screwed America with Obamacare. It's why we're in the situation we're in today with Obamacare.
Democrats, we already know, they absolutely will nuke the filibuster. They purged the two members that prevented that last time. Every last one of them in the Senate right now is pledged to nuke the filibuster. I can't imagine a Democrat Senate for a Senate candidate not having to pledge that.
No kidding. So there you have it. That was Ron Johnson. He pointed out exactly how I feel, Dan, and that is the Republicans need to end the 60-vote filibuster while they can, because the minute Democrats regain the Senate, that's exactly what they're going to do. And instead of using the power for good, as we will, they'll use it to grab power over the American people. It's all they ever do.
President Obama and his senior-most national security cabinet essentially making a very intentional decision to create this manufactured, politicized piece of intelligence with the objective of subverting the will of the American people.
Thank you, Tulsi Gabbard, for that, because we know. I mean, every day, if it's not John Solomon, it's Tulsi Gabbard. It's somebody coming out every single day, Dan, with new information on the depths of this cover-up from the 2016 and 2020 elections.
The level of
every day,
yeah, the level of corruption and fraud that's being uncovered. It's unprecedented. People, and it's not even, they're not making a story of it nationally. I'm like, guys, this puts Watergate to shame. The kind of conspiracy, you know, we all thought it was a conspiracy theory, but the level now that this is coming out, and the number of people involved, the number of departments involved, the hand of the Obamas, the hand of the Bidens involved in all of this, no one is making this as big a deal as it is. I'm blown away that mainstream media isn't saying, oh, my God, look what has happened to our country.
And I heard somebody say the other day the reason they're not is because it's also an indictment of them.
Oh, that's a great point.
It's also an indictment of the mainstream media, who went along with this and acted like there was nothing wrong. Well, you remember when Devin Nunes came out during Trump's first term, walked outside of the White House and said, we have evidence that they wiretapped the president. And the media in this country tried to run him out of Washington on a rail with breathless statements like, how dare you? How dare you suggest an American presidential candidate's being wiretapped by the Obama administration? Only to find out in due time it was absolutely true, because he had seen the documents that it took years for the American public to see.
And how
Devin
about
Nunes is an American hero. Yeah,
absolutely.
I just say that? My God.
And then how about all the congressmen that were tapped? I mean, they have a dozen or so Republicans and organizations that they were also surveilling, not because of the question of criminal intent, but rather to just know what they're up to, trying to figure out their strategies, whether it be election strategy, whether it be public relation for places, you know, Turning Point USA going to do?
Those people were
under government surveillance. Everybody in America, I don't care which side of the aisle you're on, should be outraged that ever occurs in a free nation.
Part of that was Jack Smith.
Yeah.
And what they've uncovered so far as to how far this guy went looking for dirt on everyday honest Americans was pathetic. In fact, Nunes announced yesterday that what they discovered was that even though Truth Social didn't exist on January 6th, Jack Smith, who was investigating January 6th, included Truth Social because everything was all about getting Trump. He included Truth Social in his targeting during this investigation. Go to the Devin Nunes bite there. I think it was 9?
What happened to Truth Social and Trump Media and Technology Group during this Arctic Frost investigation.
Yeah, Maria, thanks for having me. And one would think that Trump media would not have been caught up into Arctic Frost at all, largely because, Maria, we just became a public company in 2024, and we were nowhere around in 2021 on January 6th. So why would Trump media be subpoenaed at that time during this investigation? It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, so,
The length to which they're willing to go to try to dig up some kind of dirt on anything connected to Trump. That's basically what it came down to.
Yeah. And again, it's entrapment. It's looking for crimes before you even have a suspicion, you know, a suspicion of crime. That's illegal.
Yeah.
Your government cannot surveil you for simply the reason of trying to find you doing something wrong. It's unbelievable to me that they would do that against a presidential candidate number one. They did it in 2016 when he was a candidate, and then they do it as a president. Then they do it as a candidate again, and now they're doing it. You know, they did it all through the Biden administration, continuing to hound this guy and his entities, including Trump media. But they were looking at his business dealings. They were looking at absolutely everything, trying to dig it up. It's insane.
It was insane. I would agree. All right.
And people need to go to jail. Let's finish with that.
I would agree.
People need to go to jail over this.
It is Minority Monday, right?
It is Minority Monday. Yep, we got a great one.
All right, we're looking forward to that. We've also got some Cardinal holiday ticket packs we're going to be giving away every day this week. Today's a Cardinals apparel pack. So stand by for that, and we are going to get to that for you a little later in the show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
But don't give a f***.
It is our Minority Monday on a very cold, cold Monday, too. Man, it was cold walking out the door today.
No kidding.
But, hey, I have featured this guy before, and I just he's one of my favorite people on X. I always love his perspective on things. And And you probably, I know you started following him after I did, after I showed, after I featured him about, what was it, 3 weeks ago, Jeffrey Mead. Do you remember Jeffrey Mead?
I do.
Yeah. So he went after the socialist mayor of New York in this diatribe. We'll open with a little sound from Mondani. But you're going to see a very unique perspective from Jeffrey Mead talking about what socialized housing really is and what it means to America, specifically the first testing ground of this socialist platform of government housing, which is, at the end of the day, what Mondani is promoting. But Jeffrey Mead breaks it down so well here. If you're not following Jeffrey Mead on X, I highly recommend it, because he gets into the fact that this is literally government takeover of private property. That's what they're proposing. And, of course, all that's about is a power play to give government more control over people's lives. Let Jeffrey Mead break it down to you. The first sound you're going to hear is from the mayor of New York, and then you'll hear Jeffrey's response. Hit it.
Starting on day one, we will expand the city's special enforcement programs, doubling fines for hazardous violations and tripling them for conditions that are immediately dangerous. And when a really bad landlord, like this guy, refuses to fix it, the city's going to step in, make the repairs, and send them the bill. If that doesn't work, the city's taking over the building. We're putting the worst landlords out of business.
Wow. They have to put all landlords out of business. Yeah. One of the core tenets of socialism is getting control of the means of production. And this is a great way to work on getting more control over the means of production while looking and seeming virtuous. He could have said, we'd take the building and then resell it to an individual, but he did not say that. Again, because he's a socialist and they want control over the means of production. Which is quite interesting if you think about it, because he could quite literally create a self-reinforcing loop that gives him legal justification to seize more property from individual property owners. Okay, let's say they freeze rent, meaning property owners cannot increase the price of rent to keep up with their cost. Therefore, they start losing money on owning these properties, which then doesn't allow these individuals to have the money to maintain these properties, which then means over time, these properties get in worse and worse condition, which then leads to many properties being not well taken care of, dilapidated, whatever. So then think about this. As a result of Mondani's policies, right, people can no longer, you know, rent their rental properties out profitably. They're losing money. They don't have the money to keep up with these properties. And now these properties are not in good condition.
Yep,
and now Mondani can come back and say, you're not doing what you need to do. We're taking that property. We're putting bad landlords out of business. While he's quietly seizing the means of production and making the government more powerful. It's smart and it's sneaky, but it's dangerous. Again, we do not want socialism in this country.
Man, I'm telling you.
It's too late.
Just, yeah. Well, at least in New York, they're going to get a big old dose of it, and we're going to have a microscope on everything that guy does and the impact it has on people's lives. People who vote for this stuff, though, they're absolutely naive to think that the government running anything is a good idea.
Well, and here's what I want to say, and you know, I'll tell you one thing about having broken ribs.
Yeah.
It makes screaming at the TV really difficult. So I've sat home... I've sat home for the past week, and I've watched the TV, and I've listened to these. I'm sure to switch around, right? And I listen to these morons on MSNBC and CNN talk about affordability. In fact, just so you know, Michael Burton and Scoot, we're going to talk about this here in a minute. They're now trying to claim that food prices are up and affordability is the issue. That's why the Democrats won. So not surprisingly, blue states in the last election a week ago, the Democrats won blue states. Shocking.
Yep. Yeah.
There was nothing, no blue tide, no nothing shocking about what happened. The shock would have been if a Republican would have won in one of those blue states. But their argument is they were running against Trump and they were running on affordability, and Republicans just don't get the affordability issue. You can go pound sand. The reason prices are so high in this country, plain and simple, two words for you, Joe Biden. None of those prices that went up under Biden are going to come down quickly. I would estimate that the cost of living in this country went up 20 to 25% in the 4 years Joe Biden was president. And don't try to blame it on COVID. It was because of all the stupid money he gave away.
Yeah, the money he dumped.
Of course.
Yeah, dumped into the economy.
And every one of those prices that went up, they don't drop right away. I mean, gas prices have gone down. Some food prices have gone back down. There's some things you can't flick a switch and make that better tomorrow. So that's the false, that's the lie of socialism that Michael and Scoot and all of them have bought into. Now they want to try to blame Donald Trump for the fact that Joe Biden caused all those prices to go up. And darn it, Donald Trump didn't fix it fast enough.
Right.
And Zoran Mamdani he's argued to this bunch of foolish 18-year-olds that he managed to get them all to run out and vote for free stuff in New York. They're too young. They have no life experience. They have no idea.
No,
what a tragedy, Dan.
Yeah.
On the anniversary of the Marine Corps, how many United States Marines are laying in a grave somewhere who gave their life for freedom in this country? And we've got 18 and 20-year-old brats in New York City turning it over to a socialist.
Yeah. And taking away the right to make a living and to let free market run its course. Because understand, housing is one sector of our economy, one small sector, to be quite honest. I mean, I say it, there's nine other major sectors of our economy. If he can do it to housing, he can do it to manufacturing. He can do it to grocery stores. He can do it to retail. Understand that the housing piece, if they can control the pricing of housing and that you are dependent upon a government of where you live and how you live, don't think for a minute they can't do it to every other aspect of your life. I mean, housing is a basic essential need for everyone. But in New York City, if they say, oh, we can freeze rents, we can tell landlords what they can charge, we can tell them what we deem to be dilapidated, right? If we say your building isn't up to code, we set the code. Right. They can make up new rules. They can make it so tough for landlords that they can't operate. Right. So they can steal that property. How can they not do that to a retailer? How can they not do that to a grocer? How can they not do that to a vendor? Any business can fall subject to a government overreach. And this is just step one. This guy is you know, bringing in all these 18 to 29 year olds who can't afford their own rent. And
they're angry. Stuff.
And they're using that little hook of going, oh, we'll make this affordable. No, they won't. They won't make it at all affordable. They will make you under their control where they take every dime you make and all you get is the scraps they tell you that you're going to get. You're only going to get the housing they put you in. You're only going to get the food that they say that they'll give you. That's what socialism and communism is. It's 100% control of every aspect, and housing just becomes the first major step in that process. It's ridiculous. By the way, Jeffrey Mead, he's out there on X. You can also find him on Instagram, but his main platform is X, and that's just Jeffrey Mead, M-E-A-D. You'll love him. African American out there speaking the truth each and every day. Love the guy.
Yeah, I'm glad that's it. That's so fitting today because, you know, I listened to a report on the way in where I wouldn't say it was a glowing report, but it was a report on how by winning the mayorship in New York, Mamdani has effectively become the most high profile Democrat in America.
Yeah.
And he's not a Democrat. He's a socialist. And if you think there's a difference between
Democratic socialist
and socialist, you're stupid.
And take it a step further. Muslim. The dude believes in Sharia law.
Yes.
Will not condemn Sharia law. Will not condemn genocide of Jews. I mean, this guy.
Yeah, but Dan, if we can get free stuff, we can put up with a little bit of that, can't we? Come on.
Oh, my gosh.
But it's free stuff, Dan.
Can you imagine New York City of all places that saw those Twin Towers hit and burn to the ground and fall to the ground, killing thousands of Americans because of Muslim ideology? They just voted in a Muslim socialist. It's mind-blowing to me what short memories New Yorkers have.
And Scooter wants to point out they've had rent controls in New York for years. They have. They've also had Democrats in control there for way too long. Bloomberg was a Democrat, for that matter. You'd have to go back to Giuliani the last time that there wasn't a lefty in office in New York.
Right. And rent stabilization is different than property takeover. That's a huge difference.
Well, no.
Difference.
I agree, yeah. But I still think that in and of itself is socialist.
Right.
How can you tell a private landlord that they can't charge market rate? for the apartment in the building they've invested tens of millions of dollars in.
Well, Bill,
how do you do that?
Bill Clinton did exactly that with the Fair Housing Act of 99, right?
I agree.
When he took these Section 8 vouchers and made them all market rate rent.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Well, what he did was he drove out so many affordable housing units because they're like, wait a minute, I'm only getting 600, but that voucher will give me 900. Now the landlord who didn't even take Section 8 before says, I'm going to take 900. Now all the people who were paying 600 become at risk. That was a socialist agenda policy that drove rents up nationwide in every major urban core in America. And that was the start of this horrible rental crisis, is when the federal government goes, well, we'll just throw money at it. We'll give people more money and we'll disperse poverty. Ignorant policy.
Never worked anywhere.
Right.
Never. All right. Good one. Appreciate that.
You bet.
Thank you, sir. Coming up a little later, hadn't talked about this a lot. We're going to talk to Hans von Spakovsky a little later. Dr. Mark Siegel is going to join us. He is one of the often you see him as one of the medical commentators on Fox. We got him coming up in the 7 o'clock or about 7:35. We'll get to Tom Ackerman this morning, who must be riding high after that amazing Indiana Hoosiers win. If you missed the end of that game, it was one of the best endings to a college football game in a long time. It was amazing, and I'm sure Tommy's still floating on air. We'll get to him this morning at about 8:35. We're going to be back in just a minute.
And what the election showed is that the American people want us to stand up to Trumpism, to his war against working class people, to his authoritarianism. That is what the American people wanted, but tonight, that is not what happened.
You knew Bernie would be a little upset about all this, because Bernie and Chucky are left with nothing but half-cooked hamburgers on a grill somewhere. 40 days they made the American people suffer for 40 days for nothing. For elections they were going to win anyway last Tuesday in either blue states or blue districts. That's what happened. There was not a single upset among all those elections last week. The Democrats were leading in all the polls in all of those blue, either blue seats or blue states. So none of that was a surprise. I kind of figured, I'll be real honest with you, and I think if it was up to Schumer and Sanders, they would have kept this thing going through Thanksgiving.
No doubt.
Just to stick it to people and try to get the blame put on Trump for all of this. How do you have a situation, Dan, where every single time all 53 Republicans voted to open the government and all but two Democrats voted no?
Yeah.
Every single time. Who's to blame for the government not being open if every Democrat voted no to reopen it?
And everything they said they were going to hold out on, the eight Democrats who finally came over and came to their senses and said, this is ridiculous. We're not going to win here. We need to get open and get the SNAP subsidies back out, get federal workers back to work, get the air traffic controllers paid. I mean, all of that nonsense that we put up with for 40 days.
Yeah.
And this is a huge win for Trump. Nobody can argue any other way that for Trump and the Republicans in the Senate and House have won the day. They held to their beliefs. They held to the big, beautiful bill. They didn't cave. You know, there's some things in here that they said, okay, all the layoffs that Trump has done during the shutdown, which is thousands of employees that he shut down, will be reinstated. So
that's not giving them anything. Those people were already there.
They were there and they were part. I mean, they were not part of the cuts of the big, beautiful bill. Those were folks that we just saw were dead weight and not essential and could be.
So why
eliminated.
Are we employing them? Isn't that a good question?
Well, it's a great question. Yeah. And. You know, we weren't firing people that clearly were essential workers. But that can all be done in due time, right? As we continue to analyze, as secretaries continue to go into their departments, as we continue to get rid of Department of Education, where a lot of these cuts that he made were in the Department of Education, that's coming. We know the Department of Education is going to eventually become a shadow of its current self and not be a $38 billion program. So it's just a great win. The fact we're going to see it. Now, it's not done. Everybody needs to understand the House does have to be reconvened and the vote on the compromise bill has to be verified by the House before it goes to the president for signature.
Hakeem Jeffries will try his best to block it down there because he's one of the liberal progs.
Yeah.
But you have here's a great example. I'm glad you brought that up about government employees who were laid off by Trump because they were excessive. They were not mandatory to the running of the government.
Yep.
Why can't he lay those people off? Who can tell him that he can't? And when you have a judge that ruled this week that President Trump, some circuit appeals court out of Boston, imagine how liberal the Boston appeals court is, ruled that with some lower court judge, Donald Trump has to send out money to, he has to fund SNAP. Well, wait a minute. I'm sorry. Who died and made you king? I thought we just had protests against kings in this country. Who the hell are these judges who think they can? Does Donald Trump supposed to print the money? It takes $8 billion to fund SNAP for 1 month.
Yeah.
They didn't have $8 billion. They had about five. And there was a question as to whether or not they could use it. They've ordered him to fully fund SNAP. Where's he supposed to get that money? Who are these judges that think they can get away with this?
Well, and understand that reserve is actually, you know, it's the USDA.
It's a reserve.
Well, and it's the USDA, meaning if there's any agricultural things like droughts, things like horrific storms, anything that a freeze over our crops that kill out crops.
Like in Florida right now?
Yes, yeah. that is what those emergency funds that USDA had in. It was not a SNAP emergency fund. It was just money that USDA has for agricultural emergencies, not to fund for 1 month and deplete the entire account in about 2 weeks. It is for agricultural problems that happen. That's why they're the Department of Agriculture. Yes, they run the SNAP program, but anyway, it's going to end. The SNAP program is going to get reinstated. It's probably going to take, they're saying, a full week before this can all happen legislatively, but we'll see.
It's not going to happen before Wednesday or Thursday of this week.
No,
sure.
Well, tomorrow being a national holiday, that's probably going to be the travel day for most of these lawmakers who are going to be getting back into the seats. They'll have discussions and policies on Wednesday.
True.
And then maybe a vote by Friday, but more likely the following Monday. But still, it's over. Let's hope.
All right, coming up, we have got all this week. We're giving away Cardinal ticket packs. These are amazing. Can I just tell you that? We're going to give away five tickets to five games. The winner will get tickets to five different games where the Cardinals are giving away apparel. We're going to give those away sometime in the next hour.
Mm.
Stay tuned. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.